This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
As we've been hearing in the last two programmes, Jesus sent his disciples out to minister to people, not just with words, but also by their actions, in healing the sick, cleansing lepers, and raising the dead. Their outreach, he had told them, would not be easy, for there would be those who would persecute them, reject their message, even actively oppose them. So they would have to rely heavily on the Holy Spirit to give them power, courage, direction, and the right words to say. But he also told the people that all those who gave his disciples support and encouragement would not go without their reward, even if they gave them just one small cup of water. That may not seem very much, but in a hot and dusty land, water was a generous gift. Here is that reading from Matthew 10, beginning to read at verse 40. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. If anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. This reading seems to suggest that when we give support and encouragement to someone, or welcome a stranger, or give someone food and drink, we honour not only Jesus, but the one who sent him. Let us this day offer God afresh our lives. Offer him all that we are. Offer him all that we can be. Here's a song written by the late Pete Scott called I Offer You Today, Lord.
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. I offer you my thoughts, Lord, crosses and my notes, Lord. When I'm down and out of sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you turn it into bravery. I offer you my hopelessness. Let me play a part, Lord. I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities is nothing when they're in your care. When you make another dawn for sunrise there, my fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord, when I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today.
Jesus' words from our gospel today are all about being kind. And that's something every single one of us can achieve as we live our daily lives. Let me tell you about my grandmother, Nana Abernethy. She was to our family nothing short of a saint, and I really admired her. And she was a woman of deep faith, a staunch Methodist. I could tell you so many tales about her kindness, her generosity and patience. It was she who handed the baton of faith on to us, her grandchildren. Her friends would seek out her company if they were lonely and ask for her help if they were in trouble. I remember one day a friend of hers had locked herself out of her house, and my Nana, even in her 80s by then, climbed in through their window to open the door and let her back in. Perhaps you have someone similar in mind who supported and encouraged you, someone you looked up to and greatly admired. A relative, perhaps, or a friend of the family. We learn so much from the example others set. So where did their good values come from? Have you ever wondered who or what inspired them? Have you ever paused for a while and given thanks for the way in which these people have lifted us up? Here's a lovely song sung by Josh Groban. You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit away. Mountains, you raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Premier Radio sent a meditation by email to me the other day, which encourages us to give of ourselves. It says, giving is the language of love and is characteristic of all Jesus' ministry. In Jesus' teaching about giving, it runs completely counter to the materialism of our society, where the assumption is that acquisition is what really matters. More money, bigger houses, more cars, and more luxurious holidays. Jesus turns all of this thinking on its head and invites us to build our lives on generous giving. The reason he did this was not to spoil everyone's fun, but because giving is the greatest possible blessing. In his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, Paul refers to a quotation from Jesus that, interestingly, didn't find its way into any of the Gospels. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." There are many ways of giving, and many of them are tokenistic. We give a little gift because it seems the right thing to do, but we hardly notice that it's gone. Jesus is calling us not to give occasional little gifts, but to live a life of giving. That is the way of being truly alive and knowing God's blessings to the full. What a lovely message there from Premier Radio. Here's a song I once wrote, the words of which formed my calling to the priesthood. In it are the words, "Look beyond these four walls, look with eyes that see, and ask if you will be poured out for me." It calls for Christian action to be more than just worship or words. It invites us to be Christ's body in motion for the world. And it's called "Take, Eat, This Is My Body."
Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Eat it and remember, I die.
When we do what God directs us to do, He does what He has promised to do. When we step out in faith to teach His word, or when we seek to do His will by way of love and service, or even pray with others, the Holy Spirit transforms lives. God is with us, and when we play our part and follow His direction, God plays His part too, and many miracles begin to happen. Just like Moses, when he raised his staff to strike the waters of the Red Sea, only then did the waters part. When we respond to God's voice and take that first step of faith, like Peter did when he walked on water, we find that God raises us up, equips us, and supports us. We're not all called to be prophets or preachers or apostles, but those who do reach positions of responsibility or leadership often bear witness to the fact that they could not have achieved what they have achieved were it not for the kindness, sympathy, and support of someone behind the scenes who encouraged them. These helpers are often the real force for change and mission work. often a partner who offers advice and wisdom, or a close friend, or one's family who give their backing and support. I couldn't have done this program for the last 6 years without the help of Andrew here, my technical assistant. It just wouldn't have happened. These people are, as this next song suggests, the wind beneath the wings of others. Here is that song sung by Bette Midler, The Wind Beneath My Wings.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. Without a name for so long, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be.
There are also those who possess great empathy and care about humanity, and who do God's work without ever realizing that it's His goodness that drives them. They might not necessarily follow any particular religion, but they step up to the mark when their hearts tell them to act. Sometimes by raising funds, or running marathons, or doing voluntary work for charities. And they often get a feeling of goodness about what they do. The famous Scottish missionary and Olympic athlete Eric Liddell would say, "I feel God's pleasure when I run." I watched a cartoon called The Bad Guys with my grandson the other evening. And in one scene, the main character, the big bad wolf, acted contrary to his bad nature and actually helped an elderly lady, preventing her falling down some stairs. And when she tells him what a good guy he was, he finds out that his tail is wagging automatically, and he finds he can't prevent it reacting to his joy inside. He actually relished the feeling of having done good. What a great film it was. I'm also moved by people who are given awards on the Pride of Britain programme, which comes on the television every year. The programme highlights unsung heroes who've made a real difference to the lives of others by their acts of bravery, their endurance and suffering, or in raising awareness of injustice, or raising massive funds for good causes. When we are motivated to do some good, when we are kind, we find we gain so much more. There's a beautiful passage in St. Luke's Gospel which tells us, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So, in this next song, we seek God's kingdom first, and all these things are added to us. Here's Maranatha Choir.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
We want to be remembered for our success and creativity, our wealth and achievements, or for being a loving person and kind. Let me tell you one last story which I hope will bring a smile to your faces this morning. In a small country village in Sicily, there were two brothers, renowned members of the local mafia. They were mean, bad, and very rich. No one had a good word to say about them. Indeed, everyone seemed to have a story about how they'd either been cheated or maligned by the brothers. But one day, one of the brothers, Giovanni, died. The surviving brother, Luigi, with a rare touch of conscience, felt that something nice ought to be said about his brother, Giovanni, at his funeral. So he went to see the local vicar and said, "I know that folk in the village hate us. You don't know the half of what we've been up to. However, I want you to say something nice about Giovanni at his funeral. I would like you to say that Giovanni was a saint when you speak about him in your sermon. If you agree to do that, I'll show my gratitude by giving 100,000 euros towards the repair of the church. And here's the cheque for the amount. If you don't, you'll be in big trouble with me." The vicar thought about it for a minute, agreed, and cashed the cheque for 100,000 euro. Word soon got out about the deal. And a week later, the whole village turned out for the funeral because everyone wondered what the vicar would say. After the opening hymns had been sung and the readings had been read, the vicar climbed up into the pulpit and delivered his sermon. Eyeing Luigi sitting in the front row, the vicar said how evil the pair of them had been. He went on to say how Giovanni had cheated, not only in business but on his wife, how he had lied, and how he had no concern for anyone but himself. In fact, he went on to say what a downright scoundrel Giovanni had been. After 10 minutes of preaching in this vein, the vicar, being a man of his word, ended his sermon by simply saying, "But compared to his brother Luigi, Giovanni was a saint." I always laugh at my own jokes here. This world could do with a lot more kindness in it. Don't you agree? The title of our final song today is Stronger Together, and is sung here by the Military Wives and written for them by Gareth Malone and Elliot Kennedy. It's a song that reminds us to be kind, to look beyond ourselves, to look to others and put them first. It's time to say goodbye now. It's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and here's Andrew to say goodbye to.
Bye, everyone.
Have a lovely week, everyone. Bye for now.
There are times